Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Screen Geeks Radio, episode 49. This is Dave.
This is Barry.
And Josh.
And joining us again this week, we have got Ethan. What's up,
hey.
Sir?
And oh, joining, nothing.
And joining us from Quick Stop Entertainment, the Trailer Park Column, we have Chris Stipp again.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Hello.
Thanks for letting us con both of you back onto the show again. Okay, then.
Yeah, well, I need a witty comment. Can't think of one, but...
It's okay. That's all right. That was witty enough. Let's talk about what we watched this week. I'll let Barry looks deep in thought. How about Josh?
I watched Speed Racer again.
Okay.
Ooh. Even better the second time?
It was a lot. I liked it better just because it wasn't so overwhelming. It wasn't on IMAX. So
it wasn't the visual vomit?
It wasn't thusting in my face, yeah. So, but then
your eyes weren't being raped this
yeah.
time?
that's pretty much what happened. And then I watched... two really bad movies. I watched Love Guru.
Mm.
And then I watched The Promotion with Sean
Wayne
Scott.
Good?
I wanted to see that.
Oh, it wasn't funny at all.
That's
it was
too
so
bad.
That's too bad.
I was sticking with it, and I was like, okay, maybe it's one of those movies that like builds and it gets funny as you get to know the characters. I was like, maybe I've been watching it for like 45 minutes or an hour. It was like 20 minutes, and I was like, okay, I can't sit through all this. It was so dry and not... It wasn't funny, though. It was like a just bad.
So it's like Office Space is a thriller, essentially, or
it wasn't even.
What?
You could, yeah. it was just they were both competing to get a manager position at this new grocery store that was opening, but it wasn't. You think that there'd be chemistry between the two, or because I like both of them, but yeah. It wasn't funny.
That's a shame.
Don't recommend it.
Okay, well, Ethan, what'd you get through this week?
I finished up the first season of Mad Men.
What do you think?
I think it's a great show.
It's not standing for this generation, but yet it's really well written.
Yeah, it's weird. It's one of those shows you don't really realize how good it is until like after the episode is over, and you kind of think over it and how the themes and the characters come together. It's excellent, I think.
Absolutely. Cool. Was that about it, or?
Yeah, sadly.
That's plenty.
I've tried... watching Nixon on like four separate occasions.
I love that film.
You know, it's really good. I just start watching it really late and I'm tired. And
oh, that is not the time to watch that movie.
Fair enough. All right, Barry.
I finally saw Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
I saw part of it. Like up to where he's like talking about, well, you're a 12-year-old girl right. And I'm a 13-year-old boy. And
You know, I really liked it at first. It was kind of like, it really was like an Airplane take on those musical bios, but I think it was really hit and miss, unfortunately. I loved the scene with the Beatles. That was classic.
Yeah.
A lot of really great satirical digs. There's a great dig in there about Brian Wilson's smile and about Bob Dylan. But overall,
Bob Dylan.
That was great. But yeah, I thought it was really hit and miss. It wasn't, I think it was a near classic, but not quite.
Cool. Well, I'd said before that we were done with season one of Torchwood, but I was wrong. It's really annoying. It's like a 6-disc series. It's like $80, but there's only 2 episodes a disc. So we're working through that more, and I watched the first episode of Pushing Daisies last night, and that show is phenomenal.
I should check it out.
Yes, you should. It is so odd. The guys at Geek Radio Daily called it the best Tim Burton project that Tim Burton wasn't involved with.
Yeah, it was Barry Sonnenfeld, the guy who did Men in Black Men in Black
Death
2.
Death to Smoochie, right?
Yeah. Well, no, not Death to Smoochie. That was DeVito.
No, Wild Wild West, even better.
That's right. We did do Get Wild Shorty. West. Let's remember Get Shorty. That was a great film.
Very true.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is so good. It has got like this sweet center to it, but it is so dark and messed up.
Yeah, it's very twisted.
Indeed. But yeah,
and it's got Kristen Chenoweth, which is awesome.
Yeah. It's and Shy McBride, who's always fun.
Yeah.
Well worth checking out. So, Chris, did you get through much this week?
Actually, 2 films. The Western Sukiyaki Django.
Original?
Miki? Yeah, the Miki, yeah. I got sent a screener for that, and it was really... I mean, I thought it was...
Oh.
For what it is, it's great. It's excellent. It's excellent. And then
I have to wipe the drool off my mic right now.
Yeah. And because I live in a podunk backwater, I also got sent a copy or a screener of In Search of a Midnight Kiss, which I recommend to anyone if you're even close to being able to see this film. It's real sort of independent movie produced by a producer, or actually, yeah, it was a producer of Days Confused and Before Sunset. So,
well, what's it about? I've never heard of this one.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. It's a black and white movie about a guy who's really sort of down on his luck and just flipped his car. He's in L.A. and he's, you know, just a miserable writer and doesn't want to be alone for New Year's, and his buddy. His dumb buddy puts him up on a personal on Craigslist, and some girl, you know, hits him up, and the two of them spend an evening together in L.A. on New Year's Eve, and it's touching, it's funny, it's wonderful, it's absolutely a wonderful, wonderful movie.
Wow! So it's In Search of a Midnight Kiss.
In Search of a Midnight Kiss. It came out in the UK earlier this year.
Okay.
And it wasn't by design. It was supposed to be a sort of day and date. You know, everyone was supposed to get it at the same time, but. I interviewed the guy who actually plays in the movie, and he just said that there were some distribution problems, and it didn't get a U.S. release until just a few weeks ago, so it's kind of getting rolled out into other theaters across America now.
Terrific. We'll be looking for that one.
Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. Well, it sounds like Chris had the best week so far.
Yeah, I guess so.
No kidding. Dang. Well, let's talk about what hit in theaters this week and go from there.
This week, we had Ricky Gervais, Greg Kinnear, and Taya Leone in Ghost Town, John Cusack, Christian Slater, and a whole slew of others in Igor, and then Samuel L. Jackson, Patrick Wilson, who will win in Lakeview Terrace, Dane Cook, Kate Hudson, and box office poison Jason Biggs in My Best Friend's Girl. In limited release, you got Appaloosa, the critically acclaimed Western starring and directed by Ed Harris, also with Viggo Mortensen and Renee Zellweger. And then, one of the most controversial films of 2007, finally opening in 2008, Dakota Fanning is she?
She's in.
She's
Let's
in.
Just leave it. Let's yeah, not she, try to go she, too far
she
with
is,
this.
No, she's in Hound Dog. Yeah.
There we go. And I don't know why anyone would want to see that movie. It's notorious for a while.
I really
want
to see one part.
Oh, oh, dude.
Oh, ew.
Oh. I'm so disturbed yet a little bit proud of you, sir.
The reviews have been consistent. They keep saying that she is fantastic and that the movie is terrible, terrible bad.
Really?
That she is like the movie, like she's great in the movie, but the movie around her is like Tideland.
So,
yeah. Dang. Like really icky, uncomfortable. Like apparently she's dancing in her underwear in one scene. Like, you know,
how
really,
old is she now again?
What she was 12 it? When she did the film.
Oh,
she's
that's
14
wrong.
Now. Yeah.
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see. Ethan talked about Ghost Town last week, and Chris gave a pretty good shout out for Igor. You know, it depends on if you've seen Young Frankenstein recently or not.
That's right.
And shall we talk Lakeview Terrace?
Dun, dun.
Did anyone else see it besides Barry and Josh?
I might go see it on, like, Tuesday with some friends, but no, I didn't see it this weekend.
All right, well, we won't get any spoilers from us, we promise.
No, it's okay. I'm fine, actually.
Well, there's snakes in one of the people's house. That's all.
Whoa. That's right. Whoa. Yeah.
Not in a plane?
Not in a plane this time.
Okay.
No, you should... I think I felt the same way that you did after you told me about it.
My opinion, I thought it was great for an hour. For an hour, I thought this is really moody. It's dealing with the race issue in a way that's provocative and very in your face, as opposed to in really stupid, superficial ways. I thought Jackson was really playing a character this time, as opposed to just playing himself. I thought he was really interesting, and I actually felt bad for him. I actually found the character very sympathetic at times. I thought Patrick Wilson was terrific. I just think at the end it becomes Unlawful Entry meets Training Day. Just to me it was so generic. But I thought for a while I'm like, man, this is really going in some really interesting directions. But
it should have just done something with the whole last act, like the whole fire, the whole movie. There's this fire that's building and coming.
Yeah, very symbolic.
But
the fire
is
coming.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't serve any purpose besides the symbology. Is that
how you symbolism?
I go to college.
After my class, that's why you're a victim of the education system.
But so yeah, I mean, they could have played with that. There's a bunch of other ways that the film could have went.
Yeah.
So
yeah, definitely.
But it wasn't bad.
Question: is this more like In the Company of Men, Neil LaBute, or The Wicker Man, Neil LaBute?
It's better than Wicker Man, thankfully.
I thought I recognized that name.
Yeah, Neil LaBute.
His name came out as director. I was like, how do I know him?
You know, there are times when I think the movie was almost as good as Your Friends and Neighbors. It was almost that good at times, but then at the end, it's not quite Nicolas Cage in a bear suit, but it...
but it sorry.
punching women.
Yeah, it's not as bad as Wicker Man, thankfully, but it's unfortunately... Yeah, it's not as he's never made his movie as good as In the Company of Men or Nurse Betty.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm guessing no one saw My Best Friend's Girl willingly, at least.
No. Did anybody see that movie of the weekend? I mean, like audiences? Or?
You know, that's a good question. I might look that up. Why don't you talk about hitting on DVD?
Absolutely.
And we'll go from there.
This week on DVD, one of my favorite summer movies, and you know what? Somebody had to like this movie, and I was one of them. Sex and the City, the movie, available in single.
Wait,
well,
what do you mean? One of all the women in North America.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, as far as the male population goes,
in terms of guys with the
our penis. Personal demographic, probably not so much.
Listeners of this show probably didn't
majority,
see
majority because we do have female male listeners and we do appreciate you.
But I did very much like Sex and the City the movie, so it's available in the extended director's cut. So
okay, whoa, isn't it like 2.5 hours already?
Right, so it's more outfits, more fashion montages. Yeah,
the movie's really 2 hours long.
Yeah. It feels like two episodes back to back. It is very long. I'm not gonna lie to you, but if you like the series like I did, hey. All right. Well,
moving along.
Just when you thought you were out, you got pulled back into The Godfather, the Coppola restoration gift set. Awesome, good stuff. George Clooney, Renee Zellweger again, and Krasinski in Leatherheads. Ooh.
Jim!
Yeah, I want to see that.
One of the best horror anthology series from the 80s and 90s, finally on DVD, Friday the 13th, the series, the first season. Good stuff. Asia Argento is in Daddy Dario Argento's Mother of Tears. Simon Pegg, Tandy Newton, Hank Azaria, movie Dave really loved. He and I
you not so much.
He and I are on the fence on this one, Run Fat Boy Run. Movie nobody loved, Hugh Jackman, Ewan McGregor, Michelle Williams, Maggie Q, and Lingerie in Deception, a film nobody saw. One of the best films of the 90s, L.A. Confidential, in a 2-disc special edition, yes. And then finally, Schoolhouse Rock.
Wait.
Schoolhouse Rock, the Election Collection.
And the Pathology comes out this weekend.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, does it? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't put that on the list.
So
my bad. I think I might Netflix Friday the 13th just to see if it's as good as I remember.
Yeah, I remember being pretty scary.
Yeah.
Wait, I think Foot Fist Way comes out too.
It does.
Oh, with Danny McBride. That's right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
My bad.
Finally. Dave was in Colorado for like 5 seconds.
Cool. All right. I guess that's just the list, and that's good. Yeah, hey.
That's what she said.
Oh,
Sorry.
Come on.
We're getting ready for the office episode.
Good job,
at some
Josh.
Point. Yeah, I had to represent Michael Scott.
That's right.
All right, let's talk some news. I'll start with the interesting one. In what seems to be a desperate attempt to keep his career afloat, Shyamalan has come out and said he's thinking about doing Unbreakable 2.
Well, good. Hey, if the failure and the audience dismissal and critic dismissal of The Happening was enough to give us Unbreakable 2, then good. I'm glad
to hear
that.
As long as it's not The Happening as Unbreakable 2. Mm. That's my concern.
Does Shyamalan still have like a good movie in him? Or?
That's kind of what I was trying to say.
And will Bruce and Sam want to do it?
Sam's already said yes.
Doesn't he have
Bruce? Well, Jackson will do anything, but what about Bruce?
Doesn't he have Airbender?
Bruce Willis said he wanted to do it. So.
Good.
Isn't Airbender coming out next year?
That's right, Airbender, the last...
Avatar, Rast Airbender.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a call.
Wait a minute, that's not for a couple of weeks.
It's M. Night Shyamalan.
Welcome to Wendy's.
someone else will answer that.
That's okay.
Did you guys see the first 7 minutes of Earth Day the Earth Stood Still on Monday?
Yeah, I did.
I tried to. I got about 45 seconds into it and fell asleep.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
Really didn't.
Keanu like worked it. His Klaatu magic on
I don't
you.
Think I even got to Keanu.
Just the
when Jennifer Connelly bores me, this is a bad sign.
That's not good, yeah. Yeah,
yeah it didn't look
Keanu
that good.
Keanu Reeves, sorry, but Keanu Reeves saying Klaatu Barada Niktu will be like the apex of my life, so it's great.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't that crazy about the footage either. Yeah.
So.
Okay. Better if he said Klaatu Barada. Okay.
That would rock.
Did you see it, Chris?
You know, I didn't. I think I had the same response as you did. I think I watched the first few seconds, and I'm like, oh, okay. I think one of the problems I think this movie's going to face is that I think it's going to teeter the line between sci-fi and, like, because I remember the original. The original was sort of really, really psychologically, you know, it was a good commentary on what was happening at the time. And I think here, A, it's going to get lost on Mom, Pa, Kettle. And B, there's not going to be a lot of action, per se. you know, unless they decide to do a Michael Bay and really try to hype that up.
Or an iRobot. Sure,
right, I don't know where it's going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like at best it's going to be like iRobot. It really does.
Well, iRobot was at least a fun movie, taken apart from the fact that the book didn't have a single explosion in it. But, you know, it was still fun on its own. This just,
it's going to be on IMAX.
Oh, boy.
Three stories of boredom.
You know, I've already seen two Keanu Reeves movies on IMAX. I don't think I need to see
them. Which ones did you see on IMAX?
Both the Matrix.
The Lake House? Sequels. Oh.
I saw The Lake House on IMAX. It was awesome.
Okay, then. Well, let's move on to some video game news, because, you know, if it's a video game, it must be a good movie. In this case, it actually could be, though. Apparently, a former Marvel head Avi Arad has optioned the Mass Effect movie. Which has, that could be really good news.
I'm pretty sure Avi Arad's name's on the Bratz movie, so.
Yeah, I read that too.
Okay, then.
Along with Punisher Warzone.
Not too good for him.
So, not excited anymore.
Everybody makes mistakes, guys. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Need we remind you again of Spider-Man 3?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Put me in my place. You're right.
Okay. Have you got anything else, Ethan?
Oh, I got a few. You guys see the new WTV spot?
No.
Okay, I posted it on my Twitter, so you can find it there.
Okay.
But yeah, basically my response is, this will be the best film of 2008.
Great. Wow. I'm so glad to hear that.
The funniest, actually, probably.
Okay.
Okay, so it sounds like it's taking it more from a comedic angle.
Yeah, it uses Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads in the trailer.
Oh, great. Wow. And I love that song.
Yeah. And Brolin looks spot on. You know, he's not going quite full retard here, so he might get the Oscar.
I'm so glad that word is in our lexicon now. I'm sorry, continue.
Use it as much as you can, please.
Yeah, so just check it out on twitter.com/EthanVess.
Okay.
Yeah, if you hit the Screen Geeks Twitter, we're following Ethan as well, and he's following us. So
awesome.
I have Midnight Meat Train news.
Ooh.
Do you?
Before it comes out on DVD, the FearNet, which is on demand, is going to start showing it for free, I think. So
fantastic.
Definitely watch it if you have FearNet.
Okay. Right on.
So you didn't drive to Denver this weekend and see
it? No, I did not go. I thought about it. I didn't go, though.
Okay.
So.
All right. Anyone hear the Green Hornet news?
Yeah,
that's actually interesting. Stephen Chow is playing Kato and directing. I'm really excited about this because I love everything Stephen Chow. I haven't seen anything Stephen Chow that I haven't liked, including the God of Gamblers movies and all that stuff. But at the same time, I'm worried that this might have the same exact tone we were worried about when Seth Rogen was announced as coming on.
Hmm.
This is just going to be a goofy slapstick type of movie as opposed to the really rockin' badass action movie that we're all hoping for. Even though Stephen Chow can definitely do action.
Because I know you two, you guys liked Pineapple Express, but the action scenes in that didn't really impress me that much.
Didn't like anything about Pineapple Express.
It's on my worst of the year list as of right now.
Okay.
So,
something I wonder, if it is a comedy, how well will Seth Rogen do in a PG-13 rating?
Well, didn't Seth say that he wanted it to be straight face? I mean, isn't he on board as far as it being like a serious
comic
movie?
That's what he said, yes.
Okay.
This was 2 years ago.
To broaden his horizons.
That's right.
It's either he's going to broaden his horizons or we're going to get the Pink Panther movies. A Pink Panther movie in that respect could be kind of fun, but
because at Comic-Con it sounded like he wanted to be like Michael Keaton in the first Batman.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Seth Rogen?
I know, I don't see it either. No, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
The Green Hornet smoking something green.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Sorry. All right, what else you got, Ethan? We're the only two with news, I think. Have you got anything, Chris?
No, I think I was just going to go over the Green Hornet, and I think one of the things that only concerned me is that here you have this, you know, Stephen Chow, who's done just some amazing, you know, from Kung Fu Hustle, all this. I mean, he's got some great, great talent, but what concerns me or what I'm frightened of is what happens when this guy who's a great filmmaker gets absorbed into the Hollywood system.
Hmm.
I think there's more than an ample amount of evidence of what happens when a lot of some Asian directors, Ang Lee being one of them, John Woo being another, what happens,
Jack Chan.
You know, sometimes. Yeah. So I'm just concerned. That's all. You know, I think I'm excited on one hand, but now it's hopefully they'll let him do his thing.
Have any of you guys seen CJ7 yet?
No.
It's in my Netflix queue. It's in my Netflix queue. I think I should be getting it this week.
Wait, I just thought something. Does Stephen Chow like even know how to speak English? Or
I believe he does because he's done some interviews.
Okay.
In English?
I just think that'd be a little awkward.
I think so. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. Like on paper, my first gut reaction is, oh, this is going to be awesome, but still kind of worried at the same time.
We'll see. How long until it comes out? Is this 2010 or
something like that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. I think that's about them.
Yeah, they got time to figure it out.
Yeah. What else you got, Ethan?
Jude Watson in the Sherlock Holmes movie.
You took my last story.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Who is Jude Law is playing Dr. Watson in the Robert Downey Jr. Guy Ritchie Sherlock Holmes film.
So it's Downey Jr. and Law
versus.
Yeah, it's not even
Will Ferrell and Sacha
Baron
Cohen. Yeah, okay.
One makes me kind of hopeful. One makes me throw up in my mouth.
I wish they'd switch it up. It was like Downey Jr. and Sacha Baron Cohen. Wouldn't that be cool? That's the movie I want to see.
Well, would you really want to stick Jude Law with Will Ferrell?
Yes.
I feel bad for
Jude Law. I'd want him to suffer through that.
No.
Well, I feel like Law would,
fan, huh?
Law would bring down like Ferrell's box office power, I think.
Yeah. So one's a straight-faced Holmes film, which I like some Holmes stuff, so I'm hoping it's going to be good.
Yeah.
We'll see. And that's all I had for news.
I don't think I have anything else.
Okay, isn't there going to be like crazy sword fights and wire foo in this, or...
I know it's going to be a more quote-unquote active Sherlock Holmes.
You think there'll be mummies and CGI monsters? Advice.
This isn't Stephen Sommers.
Oh, okay.
You guys wouldn't like that if they took Sherlock and like twisted it with monsters and stuff?
No. Well, I'm talking more like young Sherlock Holmes with the flying beasties and the killer pastries.
I'd watch that.
Okay.
Of course, I also watched Love Guru this week.
You poor, poor man. Didn't you like Timberlake in that?
No, I think the movie, for me, the point of no return was the piss mob fight.
That was disgusting. What was that the first 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, so is this like the new Leonard Part 6 or something?
No. Leonard Part 6 is still worse.
It's awful. He just the whole thing is just one big recycled joke from the Austin Powers movies.
Yeah, it's like everything he left out of the last Austin Powers movie.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Okay, sorry to bring that back up.
Yeah, appreciate that. All right, have you got anything else, Ethan?
Did you guys see the Cynic Ducky New York trailer?
Yeah, it looks fantastic, I think.
Yeah,
no, I'm the only one.
I don't know.
Yeah, the review's been mixed, but yeah, I can't wait.
Right on. I guess we'll just wrap up the news there, but we'll come back and do our fall preview here in just a moment and have a blast with that, so hang on, we'll be back.
In a world where knowledge is power, in an age where time is the most valuable commodity, in a voice that's killing my throat, comes a podcast that will bring you wisdom in less than 1 minute a day. So join me, Martin Darkley, as we journey to enlightenment. Our teachers? Classic lines from cinema history. Come then to moviemantras.com and begin a voyage to a higher state.
And our thanks to our new good friend, Martin Darkley, for giving us that commercial for Movie Mantras. It's well worth listening to. It's a lot of fun. So what are we talking about this week, Barry?
Fall movie preview of 2008.
Yippee. Is everyone back, by the way?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. Sweet, sweet. All right, so we're skipping next week because that's next week's movie. So we're going to start with October's films and just kind of go through and see what we're looking forward to and what's going to suck. And I'm seeing plenty of suck on this first week of October. Shall I read it
better
over?
You better not be talking about Beverly Hills Chihuahua that way.
Oh, how could I possibly
be talking about that? Yeah, wait, who's going to sacrifice himself to go see that pile?
I think Ethan just volunteered.
Okay.
Oh, no!
Have fun.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, what's really sad is Jamie Lee Curtis and Piper Perabo.
I read
human,
that on the
human actors in that movie.
Oh, they're not doing voice work?
They're nope, they're actually actors? In that movie.
So does anyone think this could be another Freaky Friday?
No. No.
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not even
This
close.
Is going to be another Christmas with the Cranks. It looks terrible.
All right, so we've got Beverly Hills Chihuahua. We've got An American Carol. We've got Flash of Genius. How to Lose Friends and Alienate People. And Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Oh, Nick and Nora. That's a sad weekend.
I want to see How to Lose Friends. I have to.
And I will go see An American Carol just out of curiosity.
Which one's that again?
That's the one that looks like the conservative, like,
postal. That's the right-wing one. Parody. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that's like had their trailer premiere on Fox News.
And Flash of Genius.
Yes.
Yeah. Flash of Genius looks like it's definitely a wait for a DVD. That's Greg Kinnear, the one about the inventor. It doesn't look that good.
Okay. Greg Kinnear, oh, that's right. He's in, like, Ghost Town, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's like he's still got a career.
What?
He's a good actor.
Well, I'm sorry. And Religious. Religious opens that week, too. And you can't talk about it yet, can you, Barry?
Religious with Bill Maher in theater soon.
Love Bill Maher. Bill Maher's like my hero. So.
Yeah, someone at this table has seen it, but can't talk about it until then.
Okay.
So, all right. Do you have any thoughts at all, Chris? Or?
Yeah, well, like I said, I've seen How to Lose Friends and Alienate People, and I thought it could have been a lot worse. I think Simon, at least, if you have to get dragged to this movie, it's a good one to get dragged to.
Cool. Right on. All right, well, let's move on to the next week. We've got... It's kind of not the best start at all. And then the next week we have got Body of Lies, The City of Ember, The Express, and Quarantine.
2 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, I want to talk about Quarantine. Have you guys seen Wreck?
No, I haven't. I've seen the trailer for this and it looked kind of interesting, but I heard Wreck was better.
Yeah, it was like poop your pants scary.
Really?
Yeah,
and I that's on Josh's experience. List.
What's it, Wreck? Who's in it? What's
It's Spanish. Okay. Quarantine's a remake of it. It's Cloverfield with zombies, basically.
Yeah, that's what I gathered from the trailer.
And The Express, well, if you've seen Remember the Titans or Miracle or Invincible or any football movie ever made.
Just keep in mind this one has zombies.
The Express has zombies?
Yeah.
I'll go see it. They should make a sports movie with zombies. That'd be really cool.
Well, Beetlejuice had the undead football players.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, I kept calling the lady coach.
Right.
Yeah.
Coach, I don't think we survived that crash.
Are you guys looking forward to Body of Lies?
Yeah, no? I am, just because it's Ridley Scott. And you know, I didn't think that Matchstick Man was going to be up his alley either. And Matchstick Man is one of my favorite films that he's ever done. And this looks like kind of a change of pace for him. I can't say that the advertising material has been all that exciting, but still, it's Scott, so I'll see by default.
I think it looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Leo picks his movies pretty well, so.
Yeah, he really does.
And, there's a... In limited release that same week is going to be Rock and Rolla 2.
Okay. Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Looking forward
to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry. I keep thinking that we have a bad week, and then the next week actually looks a little bit worse. We've got Max Payne and Sex Drive coming up next.
Ooh.
I think Sex Drive actually looks okay.
Yeah, the one... Have you guys seen the bit for Sex Drive with the...
With the...
James Marsden in the car?
Yeah. You talking about the motorcycle when he, like, jumped off his bike?
No. There's another one out there where James Marsden's giving his brother a ride to school, and it's wrong, but so funny.
I think
I'll have to check it out then.
I think the trailer looks funny, so.
Yeah, I was more talking about Max Payne.
Max Payne, it's Fox, it's crap.
All right then.
Well, just the fact that he shot the movie for a PG-13 rating, and then they gave him an R.
Yeah.
Like, what's he going to cut down to now?
Just shows the rating system is completely, completely useless at this point.
It's more disturbing that he wanted to make a PG-13. That makes me actually upset, even though I wasn't a big fan of the game. Oh, and Ethan's pick for funniest movie of the year, W, does come out that same week as well.
Ooh, I can't wait to see W. That is my number one. Yeah. I can't wait to see a pick of the fall.
Yeah, really? Over Benjamin Button?
Benjamin Button's number two for me.
Okay.
Because W is going to be so, like, it's either going to be one of the best and just one of the most pointed films of the year, or it's going to be so terrible. You know, I love that. There's no middle ground with this. Stone really, like, went for the shot for the moon here, and it's either going to be really brilliant or just terrible, terrible bad. So, I'm excited.
All right, then. Well, and then if you really want crap, each week keeps topping itself. First off, we've got High School Musical 3, Senior Year.
Oh, gosh. Barry, you guys are picking on these movies. I do want to see these movies. Yeah, I do want to see it.
I've seen the first two.
They were fine.
Okay.
Maybe you don't have a sing-along edition. If it has a sing-along edition, I'll go to it.
Well, you know that's coming eventually.
Okay.
Squid Geek's event.
Oh, yeah, that'll be our first in-theater event.
I will host it.
Oh, God. Okay.
Come dressed as Ashley Tisdale.
All right, then coming up, we've got Pride and Glory. Josh's most anticipated movie of the year, Saw 5.
No, I hate that. It's not come out of my mouth.
The yearly re-release of Nightmare Before Christmas in 3D.
Oh, good.
Okay. And The Changeling.
Okay, I just got to talk about Nightmare.
Okay.
Basically, our Winnipeg, where I live, we missed the re-release. This is like the third time they've done it.
Yeah.
Okay, we missed it both the last two times, but they just put in a new 3D theater, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be here.
Excellent.
And I've missed it each year, too, so I'm looking forward to
it. Am I the only one who's seen it in 3D?
I've seen it in 3D, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Essentially, it's, you know, if you're a big fan of this movie, it's worth catching because it's like watching a stage production of the movie. Because it's not so much where stuff is jumping out at you, but it's more like they're performing it on a stage, which is actually kind of cool.
Yeah, you get so much more of the detail and all the background characters so much more.
Even though I'm not a fan of the movie, if you are, I can easily recommend it. Yeah.
I do have to say, though, Barry put me on the spot in class, and I had to defend the whole Saw series by myself.
By yourself? No one stuck up with you?
No. No one wanted to pitch in.
You did a fine job. That's why I put you on the spot. It's such a good job.
I'm so nervous.
Wait, by defend them, do you mean, like, you said they're, like, an allegory for, like, the Darfur or something? Or?
No, I didn't. No. No, he just asked me why people still go see them.
No, specifically, because we were talking about how these horror movies tend to go to crap in terms of sequels after just one movie. Nightmare 1, great movie, sequels not as good. Halloween, same thing. So I wanted to know, you know, if the Saw movies had kept up the quality. And, you know, who better person to ask than Josh? And he did a fantastic job. I got to say, I was very proud. I was very impressed. He did a very good job. But it was just, it wasn't a good class for that. Nobody really wanted to talk about Saw. So it really was Josh. Gosh. Lecturing the class about Saw.
Well, and then everyone was like picking on Hostel too, and I was like, I gotta keep my mouth shut.
So, there you go.
Anyway, just wanted to throw that up. Saw 5!
There you go.
Wow.
Okay. And then coming up, you know, on Halloween, the day that Saw should have come out, we've got The Haunting of Molly Hartley. Whatever that is.
Oh, we just saw the poster for that today.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Okay.
Yeah,
you saw the trailer?
Yeah, it's so bad. Yeah, it's another Sarah Langdon in the Paranormal Hour. It's one of those.
Oh. And then not showing wide release, but I'm guessing we'll still be somewhat wide. Is Zach and Mary make a porno? And let's see. In Limited, we've got The Other Side of the Line and Splinter. Whatever those are.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
Wait, I just want to say, I was just thinking, this is probably going to be the first year where Saw doesn't open up at number one.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
High School Musical 3 is probably
going to wipe the floor.
We know it's going to beat it, yeah.
Well, I don't know what I can't think of much more that could be more scary to see at Halloween than seeing a High School Musical movie.
You know what, though? Each movie has pulled in at least $30 million opening weekend.
Considering it costs like $20 to make, that ain't bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Zac Efron's Oompa Loompa skin is going to pull in like $50 million.
Why are you guys hitting on Zac Efron? The boy has talent.
So you going to go see High School Musical, Chris?
I'm going to have to. I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they love it, so I'm going to have to.
Taking the bullet as a father.
I have to.
Fair enough. All right. Well, that takes us up through October. Let's move into November. Killshot, Madagascar, Escape to Africa, Role Models, and Soul Men in wide release, and nothing really much to talk about. Oh, no, Repo comes out in limited release.
Oh, boy.
Soul Men. Yeah, Paris Hilton, blah.
Yeah, isn't it like it's Paris Hilton and who else is it? Alexa Vega?
Paul Sorvino.
The dude from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV show?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. The old dude.
Wait, well, I just saw, it's Madagascar Escape to Africa, so it's like Step Up to
right.
The streets?
Yes. Yes.
Cool. I hope this is like a new fad.
Yeah, it's like putting Z on the end of everything that's plural.
Yeah.
Did you say Killshot is opening?
Yep.
That movie is 2 years old. That's Diane Lane and Mickey Rourke. That was shot 2 years ago.
Before or after the boxing?
Oh, well before it.
Okay.
This was like Man, this is like before Unbreakable. No, not Unbreakable, I'm sorry. Unfaithful. Untraceable.
Untraceable, okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is like an old, old Diane Lane thriller. Sorry. Man.
Okay, and they got Role Models. The trailer looks kind of funny.
Oh yeah, I've heard it. That's really good. One of my students who lives in LA saw that at a sneak preview. He said he thought it was the funniest movie of the year.
It does look good. It does look good. Yeah. Soulman looks terrible.
I haven't seen it yet.
The trailer looks
awful. You can't say that because it's got two dead guys in it.
Sam Jackson's the only one who's still alive in that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right, because Isaac Hayes and Bernie Mac no longer with us.
Yeah. Good director, Malcolm Lee. Spike's nephew.
Yes. All right, let's move on. The next book we've got in wide release, we've got Quantum of Solace.
Yay.
And that looks like about it.
So, so when people like buy a ticket to Quantum of Solace, are they actually going to say, one to Quantum of Solace, please, or just going to be like the new Bond movie?
They're probably going to say one to Bond.
Yeah.
I just walk up to the ticket person, I'm just like, Bond, James Bond.
Uh-huh. And then they roll their eyes and buy your ticket.
75% of Americans like don't know the definition of quantum or solace, so
or of, for that matter.
When the writer doesn't know why they titled it that, it's kind of a bad sign.
I think I'm the only like non-person in America that doesn't like any of the Bond movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Casino Royale is the one that I really like.
I should mention that. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I've seen all of them. I actually have to say, I think Casino Royale is actually the best.
Hmm. Yeah, that's my personal favorite so far.
They played poker for like 2 hours.
And they made it entertaining.
I loved the first like 20 minutes. I was like, this is awesome. And then they just played poker the whole time.
And what was worse was I called the final hand exactly what was going to come out and what he had. And yeah, that's okay. But I think it rightfully has scared everyone off of its date. And then the next week we've got Bolt, The Soloist, Twilight, and Slumdog Millionaire in limited release.
Hmm. Definitely one for the kids that weekend, Twilight and Bolt.
Yes.
I think Bolt looks cute.
I want to see Bolt.
You're the two people.
And I will see Twilight. I'm very curious. Oh. The hype for this thing has been so huge.
Is that Ethan saying he'd rather see it instead?
Yeah, Ethan, are you going to do Beverly Hills Twilight and Twilight?
No?
Okay, I'll like... I have to pick a take one for the team movie, don't I?
Oh, I've got one coming up that you can do if you don't do this one.
Okay.
I finally saw the preview to Twilight today. It looks awful. It looked awful.
I'm not the
sparkly
demographic.
Mormon vampires, Josh.
Slightly Mormon vampires? Is that what you said?
Sparkling Mormon vampires.
Wow. All right, and then next week we have got a very interesting mix. We've got Australia from Fox. We've got Fanboys, Four Christmases, The Transporter 3, and Milk in limited release.
Wow. Something for everyone.
Is there a trailer for Australia yet?
Yeah.
I love that.
I want
to
see it.
You asked that just to get that reaction out of me.
No, I actually forgot. And then as I said that, your face, I was like, oh, that's right. You've seen it.
I want to see it. So. The Australian Farm
Boy. I
kind of want
to see it, but Fox.
I like Baz Luhrmann.
I like him too, but I don't like Fox, so.
Are you a Firefly fan, Ethan?
Yes.
Okay, there it is. Okay.
One of the many reasons.
That makes a lot of sense. Any of these appealing to you at all, Chris?
Yeah, Australia, without question. I think when I saw the trailer, I was kind of swept up in the majesty of what looks like something, like Giant and, Gone with the Wind, something kind of that kind of a period piece, and that just looked very interesting. And I'm not at all a Nicole Kidman fan. I think she's slowly gone downhill since BMX Bandits.
That means since Botox?
True that.
Wow. Okay.
I'm all about Milk. I can't wait to see Milk.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too.
I want to see Fanboys. I'm not expecting a whole lot.
Especially not now.
Well, no, it's back to the original cut.
Oh, is it?
But still, it's like, I'm looking for something hopefully pleasantly fun. And Transporter 3, I have no idea what to think about.
The first two aren't that bad. I
love the first one. I haven't seen the second one yet.
I'll tell you what to think about it. It's Jason Statham needs to make a payment on his Malibu home.
Yeah, he's really doing anything at this point.
Yeah.
He's becoming like Tug Speedman or something.
The guy has gone from Uwe Boll to Paul Wetscript Anderson to Transporter 3. This is not a good career trajectory.
I just don't understand how they're going to make Crank 2.
But he's the same guy in every movie.
Prequel.
Sky.
No, it's a, they've said it's a straight sequel. It starts right where the other one left off.
Zombies.
Zombie Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, moving on into December, we've got Crossing Over coming out that Wednesday. Mm. We've got Punisher Warzone. We've got Frost Nixon in exclusive elite release. And if this is what I think it is, this is what I'm handpicking for Ethan to take one for the team on. Extreme Movie.
Extreme Movie.
Wait, what? This is like a date movie, is it?
I think it
like
is.
Like date movie, epic movie?
I think so. I'm looking it up right now. Extreme. Oh, no, it's not.
Oh.
Oh, is it like a sports
movie? Okay. If they got Michael Cera and Frankie Muniz to be in one of those movies, I would... I don't know. All right, I'm going to have to do a little looking up on this one.
Crossing Over, that movie's been pushed back so many times. That is that's Harrison Ford, Ray Liotta, and Sean Penn. It's a movie about Border Patrol.
Well,
okay. Yeah, it was supposed to be like an Oscar film, but it's been pushed back quite a few times.
So no one's looking forward to Punisher?
No.
But Ray, not even with Ray Stevenson looking like he's... never mind. Okay.
Stevenson going?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to be better, Max Payne or Punisher?
Max Payne.
Punisher.
Really? Maybe Punisher.
It's kind of picking... Would you rather get kicked in the junk or in the, or you know, in the eye?
Like lots of guns, so I think I might want to go with Punisher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Punisher's a definite...
it's a definite... making Ethan drop off.
Aww.
Okay, hang on here.
So what is Crossing Over about?
Well, it's kind of like that Jack Nicholson movie from the 70s, The Border. It's all these people crossing the border, essentially. It's Harrison Ford, Ray Liotta, and Sean Penn. It's about crossing the border. They're crossing over to the
border. So it's not like Night Crossing, which is a really good movie about someone crossing a border.
This is kind of like that sequence in Babel where they're trying to sneak over to the border. It's kind of like that.
Okay, then.
Yeah, very serious drama. I think Ashley Judd is in it, too. It's gotten really, really mixed review. Early word, rather.
She still got work after Bug?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
Dang. Ashley Judd is awesome.
She just got served and didn't even know it.
And didn't even care.
Well, there's that too. All right, moving on to the next week, we've got the Day the Earth Stood Still remake, some animated flick called Delgo, and Nothing Like the Holidays, formerly known as Humboldt Park.
Oh, yikes.
What's Delgo?
I have no
idea. Is that like Hidalgo, but...
I think Chris Kattan is in it.
Hang on.
Well, as long as Chris Kattan's in it.
That's kind of rough. I'm pulling up who's in it right now. Oh, Anne Bancroft, Val Kilmer, Freddie Prinze Jr., Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Burt Reynolds.
Anne Bancroft died a year ago.
So this is her last movie.
Wow. That's sad.
Okay.
I'm sad now.
And I think we've already kind of talked about The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yes.
Yeah. Whether you're for it or against
it. I'll go see it. I'll go see it.
Wait, what about the limited release stuff this week?
That week, let's see, we got The Class and Doubt.
The Class is the best picture winner at the Cannes Film Festival.
Defiance. How did I miss Defiance?
Ah, Defiance.
Which actually looked kind of interesting.
James Bond versus the Nazis.
And what? It's never going to be unfashionable to kill Nazis.
That's right.
Never.
Kill them.
Hey, they were misunderstood.
They were. Whoa. I forgot to say, I just watched Triumph of the Will this week.
Don't take it that way.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually did too. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, they were apt pupil. Yes.
Ooh. That was a good movie too. All right, moving on, the next week is, I think, probably my most anticipated movie the rest of the year, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Seven Pounds, The Tale of Despero, and Yes Man. And then in limited release, we've got The Brothers Bloom and The Wrestler.
7 Pounds is the new Will Smith, I want to get an Oscar movie. It's a drama. It's another Pursuit of Happiness.
Is his kid in it?
I don't think so.
Does he look for a job for 2 hours?
But I think there is a kid in it.
His kid is in Day the Earth Stood Still, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, ooh. And the mom is Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Will Smith is like secretly Gort, and it just hasn't gotten out.
Ooh. Wouldn't that be cool? It pulls off the mask, and it's Will Smith.
And it does the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme. Yeah. And, okay.
That would save the movie.
Hey, he's moved past that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, The Wrestler is my most anticipated movie. I totally spaced.
Do we have an opening date yet? Or?
Yeah, it's that same week. December 19th. It's not limited.
Oh, okay.
A new Fincher and a new Aronofsky on the same weekend.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's in Denver because I will drive to Denver to see that.
Likewise.
There is no question about it. Mm, good. Okay. Brothers Bloom, do we want to talk about that at all? Or
I don't think that's interesting at all.
Okay.
I did not like Brick at all, but this looks pretty good.
Thank you.
You didn't like Brick? Brick was awesome.
No, I thought it was so...
just irritated me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Thank you.
I liked about half of it.
Which half?
I hate...
like the first half.
I hate using this criticism, but it just tried too hard to be cool.
Yeah, it did. Mm. It did.
The last week of the year, December 26th, we've got Bedtime Stories, Hurricane Season, formerly known as The Patriots, Marley and Me, The Spirit, Valkyrie, Revolutionary Road in limited release, along with Shanghai and Waltz with Bashir.
Wow. What a weird mix.
Yeah, I want to see Valkyrie.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't want to see The Spirit.
I don't want to see Marley.
I think it's the ultimate
sure.
take one for the team movie of the fall
season.
I'll
see season,
The
Spirit. I'll see, well, the Spirit.
Because all the hot chicks. But
yes, because of all the hot chicks. There's like eight of them in there. There's a lot.
It's all you.
Yep, okay. What's Marley and Me?
That's that terrible dog movie with Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston.
The trailer was just them running on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Marley! Okay.
It's based on a beloved children's book. No thanks.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Yo, wait, what? Bedtime Stories, that's the one with Adam Sandler, right?
Right.
Yeah, did you guys see the preview?
It's probably
going
to be like the Night of the Museum of the Year or something.
It looks exactly like that.
It's like another Click.
Ouch.
Yeah. All right, Valkyrie.
Yes.
Valkyrie. I'm all for Valkyrie.
Yeah, I'm glad I got pushed up. I was really losing faith in it. But
I'm more shocked that it's a Tom Cruise movie I want to see.
And the early reviews say it's really, really great, and it deserves that Oscar spot. So, man, I'm really hoping for good things.
It's Bryan Singer. Come on.
Yep. Great supporting cast. Good story. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that ends up the year. Kind of with a whimper than a bang.
Yeah, kind of a little... Well, you know, there might be some surprises, too. You never know which one of these are going to be really fantastic and which ones are going to end up being really bad.
Yeah.
You never know.
Very true.
And real, you know, like you said earlier, I mean, you know, we got Fincher and what's his name?
And the same weekend.
The same weekend. I mean, you know, real crazy mix of movies.
And then Singer the next weekend, which is... That's kind of a... not actually isn't too bad a way to end the year.
Yeah.
At all. So, okay, cool. Well, let's move on to what's hitting in theaters this weekend, this upcoming weekend.
Well, DJ Caruso, the director of the highly original Disturbia,
not there being sued or anything,
comes up with a highly original remake of Enemy of the State, this time starring Shia LaBeouf and Michelle Monaghan. It's called Eagle Eye. Don't see it. Spike Lee's new film, World War II epic, and I do mean epic, it's long, Miracle at St. Anna. A Japanese pterodactyl swoops down and kills Richard Gere and Diane Lane in Knights in Rodan.
I'm seeing that movie.
Knights in Rodan. Good film.
It's Rodanth.
Oh, Rodanth.
Sorry.
Rodanth.
Okay. Oh, well, then I want to see that. Oh, and James Franco's in that, too. All right. And then Chuck Palahniuk's disgusting novel, which I've read, becomes disgusting comedy. Just starring Sam Rockwell. Who knows? This could go either way. Choke. Could be good.
I've heard good things about it, though.
I've heard very mixed things. And I'd say that book is funny, but it's so disgusting. But, you know, all of his books are really gross. And then finally...
I put this in just for you.
Thank you, Dave. Well, who can possibly douse the firing passions of the heart? It must be Kirk Cameron as a fireman in Fireproof, also opening in a limited release.
Oh, Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron.
Oh, man.
I think starring in his first movie since Left Behind 3. Yeah.
They made a third
isn't
one.
Isn't Blindness coming out this week also?
Ah, I think it is. Next also week. In limited release. Is it next week?
October. I thought it was the third.
Well, I think it expands in October, but it's like limited
is
in
that
September.
The Julianne Moore movie?
Yeah,
where she's
from the director of Constant Gardner. Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to
over here.
Yeah, let's hit in DVD next week.
DVD release next week. Best film this summer, in my opinion. Iron Man, one disc and two disc and Target mask disc.
Yeah, it's actually like a mask that opens up and holds the discs in it.
Can we use it for Halloween?
That's neat.
Can we use it for Halloween or
no?
No. Okay, it's not that.
So they're not going to have a Steelbook at Best Buy?
They are. I think Ethan will be able to get it up in Canada, but Future Shop.
Oh.
Wait, they do have a Steelbook of it?
Yeah.
Damn it.
But okay, only in Canada? Actually, wait. I'm kind of waiting for Blu-ray.
I think it's going to be a Steelbook Blu-ray as well.
Oh, wow, that's special.
And at Target, you'll be able to do the two-disc Blu-ray and the Iron Man mask as well.
Hmm. Okay.
So yeah,
my favorite comedy of the year so far: Forgetting Sarah Marshall in one disc and a unnecessary 3-disc unrated collector's edition.
Let's be clear. This is actually a 2-disc edition that comes with a digital copy. So it's a 2-disc plus a coaster.
Okay. See what you did there.
Yeah.
One of the best series of the late 80s, Linda Hamilton and Ron Perlman in Beauty and the Beast, the complete series.
Okay, did anyone watch this? Chris, did you watch this back in the day?
No, oh, I watched it.
Love this series.
I watched it when I was like 5.
It's actually good.
Yeah. It's really good.
No, my wife was shocked. She's like, I thought this was just like a girl TV show. I know so many guys who watch this show.
It's very gothic. It's very dark, and it's pretty scary at times. It's a good show.
Yes.
Very good show.
It's more of a Moonlighting fan, really.
I loved Moonlighting, too. Thank you for mentioning Moonlighting. Bigger, stronger, faster. What is that?
It's a weightlifting
movie. Oh, great.
Oh.
You saw it, Chris?
Yeah. No, I saw the trailer, and I unfortunately, the film never came around here. I really want to see this one.
Cool.
Okay.
But yeah, it's about steroids.
Cool. Everybody with roid rage, check out Bigger, Stronger, Faster. And then finally, Banachek, the complete series.
I love some George Pippard, so I had to put that in there as our crappy pick of the week.
Oh, Pippard. Excellent.
So yeah, there's our picks. So it's Iron Man and Forgetting Him, Sarah Marshall, and then other stuff pretty much. So I guess that's about it. If you want to shoot us an email, go ahead and do so. Dave, Ethan, Barry, Josh at ScreenGeeks.com, podcast at ScreenGeeks.com. You can also catch Chris over in his trailer park column every week over at QuickStopEntertainment.com. What you got coming up, sir?
Interviews. Clark Gregg, director of Choke. I'm talking with him. And then in a couple weeks, I got... I unfortunately can't remember her name, an actress from Sukiyaki, Western Django. I talked with someone from that movie. And actually the actor from In Search of a Midnight Kiss.
Cool. So,
bunch of people.
Now I got to ask real quick, Chris. Do you get to interview Kevin Smith by default for Zach and Mira?
No. In fact, I'll share with this. He is probably the hardest person I've ever tried to get an interview and not gotten an interview from. Yes.
Can you ever just call him up and be like, hey, boss, I got to ask you about my paycheck. Oh, by the way, what did you feel about Clerks?
Nope. Can't. Nope. I'm kind of at the, unfortunately, I am on the pecking order of things, and I qualify as the last person on that list.
Ouch.
It's all right. I'm working through it. I'm going to therapy 3 days a week.
Instead, you have to put up with, getting to talk to Aronofsky once.
Yeah, exactly. I'm happy doing my own thing, really.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I guess I'll wrap it up for this week. So until, I guess, I don't have the phone voicemail number in front of me, so I'm a slacker. But until next week, this is Dave.
This is Barry.
And Josh.
Take it easy. Oh my gosh. Ethan and Chris. And Chris, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
I'm slacking so hard. Yes. Check out their stuff, and we'll catch you next week.